name, sir?
Robert Cruz.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Yes, sir.
The Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct a hearing at this time, sir.
Good morning, sir. You're appointed for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Robert Cruz, 130259.
Okay, Mr. Cruz. I want to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting a hearing this morning. We have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your hearing lead this morning. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Grady, sir. Mr. Cruz, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
No, what?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form notifying you of your hearing today?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
On that form, you are notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I don't have no attorney, so I'm representing myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, but I have an amendment.
Okay.
Under other, and to add PRC referral agreement.
Okay, Mr. Cruz?
I can't hear nothing.
Can you hear me, sir?
No, sir, I didn't hear nothing. This phone's cutting out, or I don't know if it's here or there.
Okay, are you able to hear me now, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, but the parole officer, Mr. Grady, added an amendment to the warrant, and actually what they did is just, on other where they have other items contained in the warrant, there's a PRC agreement that they wanted to add into it, so that was the only thing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. Cruz, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, okay?
Reinstated?
In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Okay, yes, sir.
In phase one, sir, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to say whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant, Mr. Cruz, states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of the assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit at the Pinero Regional Parole Office, 1308 Eastview Avenue in Florence, Arizona, on or about October 22nd, 2018 at 1000 hours as verbally directed on October 17, 2018. Says that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Cruz, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then based on the admission of Mr. Cruz, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
A motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Neal. Agree, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Cruz, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, as I previously stated, we will make a determination whether to revoke or to reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board at that time, okay?
To present information?
I'm going to give you an opportunity during this process in phase two. After we receive some information from parole officer and I go over some information on the warrant, give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Gray.
Mr. Kermit was released from DOC on September 20th of 2018. He was arrested on December 1st of 2018 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on December 1st of 2018. He has a CSED of August 29th of 2019 that reflects 40 absconding days. Current conviction, 2016, danger drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1997, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. 2000, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2002, narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. 2005, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years. 2005, danger drug violation, 3 years. 2005, narcotic drug violation, 7 years. 2011, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. He has 6 terms of DOC. His CUIR score is a 3.3. Mental health score is a 2. Substance use score is a 3. Gang information, he's a member of the criminal street gang, West Side Chicano of Phoenix. Prior terms of supervision, 1999, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2001, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2003, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2010, TIS release, arrest on new felony charges for drugs, revoked by the BOEC. 2013, TIS release, absconded for 111 days, arrested and then revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. No other arrests. Community risk score is a G7V8.
Alrighty, thank you, Mr. Gray. Okay, Mr. Cruz, I see that on September 20th of 2018, you were referred to, let me go back. When you were released, sir, you were pre-approved to live with your father, Mr. Robert Cruz, at 1423 South Berwick Road in Arizona City. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and also I'm going to look on here. It looks like you were working during that period of time.
Was I working?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was working at the temp services.
Okay, you're working for a temp agency?
Yes, okay. temp agency.
So why did you leave your father's residence, sir?
I was looking for other opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I went to Phoenix and I was working out there in, I don't know if it's Tolleson, temp agency, plus Phoenix agency, temp agency, you know, just trying to find different places to, you know, hire me, but at the same time working.
Okay. So you were referred to substance abuse counseling at Happen Associates, and at the current date, you failed to enroll in the substance abuse classes at Happen Associates. Why was that?
To fail to what?
You didn't enroll in the substance abuse classes that you were referred to at Happen Associates. What happened there?
Well, I mean, when I got out, I was referred to a substance abuse, but I provided a substance abuse certificate to my parole officer, and so therefore, you know, he gave me the permission, you know, that I didn't have to go.
Okay, well, you didn't really say that in here, but let me look at September 20th, you produced a oral specimen that was collected that was negative. Then it looks like on October 17th, you produced a positive result for methamphetamine that they had to confirm with the task lab. So what was going on with your body? Did you relapse and start using meth, or what happened?
No, just wasn't able to make it. I was in Phoenix, and the parole office is in Florence, so, you know, just wasn't able to make it, and I apologize for it.
Mm-hmm. So you also had contact in October with the Casa Grande Police Department. Is that right?
Do what?
You were also contacted by the Casa Grande Police Department in October?
No. I had no police contact with any police officers anywhere in the state of Arizona.
Okay, well.
But.
Go ahead.
Well, I was asked by the parole officer to report to the police, to Casa Grande Police Department. So I did. That was it, but no, it was just to meet the parole officer, Wang. And that was it. The only police contact I had was the police contact I had when I got arrested. That was it.
And where were you at when you got arrested, sir?
I was in Phoenix.
Okay. Well, according to the statement, it says that you go to report for a contact visit at the Casa Grande Police Department. So you were supposed to meet your PO at the police department and you didn't do it. Is that what you're saying?
No. No, I didn't say that. That was when I got out. The day I got out on September 20th, I went to the parole office in Florence, and then he had me go to the Casa Grande Police Station, because I guess he was covering for my parole officer?
Yes, sir.
Or something like that. So I went there and I seen this other man that's not my parole officer, told me that he was covering for him. And he gave me an address that I had to go to the Casa Grande Police Station the next day. So I went the next day to the police station, the Casa Grande Police Station. And there I met the original parole officer, Wayne. And that was it. And he gave me another date to meet with him. But in between that time, I guess they switched me to another parole officer, which was a female. So I thought I had to go back to the Casa Grande, because the Casa Grande Police Station, because that's where I met my parole officer. So I went there first. And come to find out that, I guess just certain times they do something like, I don't know what they do, but they told me my parole officer wasn't there, that they were back in Florence. I was like, well, I'm just here because this is where I was the last time I seen him. And so I guess I was at the wrong place. So they told me that, so I called my parole officer, the number, because I didn't even know I had a new parole officer, because I had Wang's card. So I'm calling him, and his number was disconnected. So I made it my responsibility to find out what happened to that parole officer, because his number wasn't going through, and it was saying that it was disconnected. So come to find out, I had a different parole officer. So I made it my business to call and find out who it was. And I found out who it was, which was a female. And like I said, you know, when I was supposed to go see the parole officer, I went to the Casa Grande Police Station. And come to find out, I think it was like a only one-time thing that they see me or see anybody. So I called that number that I had gotten to the new parole officer, and she told me that I wasn't supposed to be there in the Casa Grande Police Station, that I was supposed to be over there in Florence. I was like, well, I'm just finding this out, you know, because nobody called me or my parents to let me know that I had a new parole officer with the new phone number. So I went over there to Florence and visited her.
Okay. So according to the sentence that I'm looking at, sir, it looks like on October 17th, you did report to the parole officer, and you admitted that you wasn't living with your father, but you was living with family members in Phoenix, and you also admitted to using methamphetamine. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then they referred to the substance abuse treatment at the Penal Reentry Center. And then he told me to report back to the parole office on October 22nd. So you were in Oshkonda for 40 days. So what were you doing during that 40 days that you were in Oshkonda?
Just hanging out, just staying here, staying where I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Mr. Cruz, you know, you have been on community supervision before. It looks like the first three times you completed, the second time, the fourth time that you committed a new felony, and this on the fifth time you had 111 days that you were absconder, and this particular time you have 40 days, sir. So with that, you know the importance of contacting your PO, that you have to maintain contact and liaison with your PO, or else you're going to be listed as an absconder and the warrants of the issue. So with that knowledge, sir, why didn't you continue to contact your PO?
Why? Probably because I was already, because I knew they put a warrant for my arrest.
Okay.
I mean, obviously. And just hung out till I got arrested.
All right, sir. Let me see if the board has any additional questions. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, sir, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board that's relevant to your case, sir?
Well, I apologize for, you know, my actions, and I would like to not be punished anymore for my past, because I've already suffered my consequences for everything I've done. And if it would help anything, you know what I mean, I would, I'm ready to work. You know, I worked when I first got out, just things didn't work out. I absconded. Now I'm here suffering my consequences. But I've learned from it. Something I never been through. You know, I'm still learning. And I'm ready. If I was to be released, you know, I'm ready to get out and work again.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Cruz. The board's going to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, I want to ask you to stay on the line so you can get a discussion taking place. We'll make a determination during the discussion either to revoke or reinstate to community supervision. Then I'll get back with you, okay? Stay on the line, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, the board's now going into discussion. Apparently, Mr. Cruz, he has been on community supervision 5 times previous to this, and this would include his 6th time. Apparently, the first 3 times that he was on supervision, he completed his supervision the first 3 times, and then the second and fourth time he committed a new felony, the fifth time he absconded for 111 days, this time he absconded for 40 days. According to the information, he did leave his father's residence, said he was leaving his father's residence to find better employment, and went down to the Phoenix area and was staying with different family members. He did admit to his PO that he had been using methamphetamine. His PO tried to put him in a program, which he didn't attend. I asked him, with the knowledge that he has, why didn't he continue the relationship with his PO, which he stated that he knew that his PO had issued a warrant. He just decided to stay out until he was arrested. I think that based on the information contained in the warrant and the interview with Mr. Cruz, I think that it'll be best for him to go ahead and complete his time. He will be released on August 29th of 2019. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. So no comments coming from the colleagues, and I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Cruz, found that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed with about to lapse into criminal ways or accompany, as he did relapse and start back to using methamphetamine, as well as was an absconder for 90 days. We have no idea exactly what he was doing in that period of time. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Whithouse. Agreed, Mr. Miller. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Cruz.
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on August 29th of 2019. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. Sir, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is actually going to conclude your hearing at this time. Could you put the CO3 on the line, sir? Mr. Cruz?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, would you put the CO3 on the line, sir?
Oh, put my CO3 on line?
Yes, sir.